Hello there, I'm Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the big, scary news. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hi everyone, Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for the week of Halloween, episode 190. So happy Halloween, everyone. I know it's been a crazy month, but happy Halloween. But we're going to start off on some news on our 10,700th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to recognize Zella Marsh of New Martinsburg, Ohio, for being our 10,700th like on Facebook. Thank you for listening, Zella, and we hope you continue to do so. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we'll give you a shout-out. So once again, thank you to Zella Marsh of New Martinsburg, Ohio. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, Instagram at Big Scary Show, and listen on all the streaming platforms. And, of course, BigScaryShow.com. We have this update from CFX Masks. CFX is thrilled to announce that we have the very talented Roy Woolley in the shop, working on not one but two new sculpts for masks for your fiends. If you don't know, Roy is a master monster maker and has been the lead makeup artist for Netherworld Haunted Attraction in Atlanta for many years, a contestant on the sci-fi series Face Off on Season 3, and was runner-up on Season 5, and runs both Roy Woolley FX and his newest project, Monster Bayou, where he's creating a creative community for all aspects of monster making and special effects makeup. We can't wait to share these new creations with you. Stay tuned, boils and ghouls. It's going to get wild over here. Keep up with those updates and check in frequently at their Facebook page, facebook.com/compositefx. That's EFFECTS. We have this news from the Folklore Haunted House in Acworth, Georgia. Get ready for our most horrifying event of the year this November 6th and 7th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. It's our Glow Stick Fright Night. You and your group get only one glow stick to navigate Folklore Haunted House in absolute pitch blackness. Tickets could sell out, so buy your tickets in advance. Get more information and tickets at facebook.com/folklorehauntedhouse. We have this update from Haunters Against Hate. This comes to us via Paul Lanner. The Book of Haunters Volume 5 is now 50% filled, so if you're an LGBTQ+ haunter and wish to be part of this special edition book, send a high-resolution pic or pics to paul@hauntersagainsthate.com. Thanks to everyone who submitted so far. I am really proud of how this edition is turning out. It definitely makes a statement, and the haunters share some amazing stories. Get more information about submitting or more information about this very worthy cause, hauntersagainsthate.com. We have some gaming news regarding The Walking Dead Onslaught via bloodydisgusting.com. Survivos Inc. and AMC have released a new patch for The Walking Dead Onslaught that addresses many of the concerns players had regarding the game's combat systems and walker behavior. Known as the Rebalance Patch, the new update provides an overall improved experience for players on all platforms, including Steam, Oculus Rift, and PlayStation VR. Among the changes made to the game include a significant overhaul to ranged and melee weapons, as well as walker aggression and difficulty changes. For those frustrated in the early game, progression has been eased, which involves more food in the early game and a change in the first-time user scavenger site mission. Lastly, Valve Index Users have improved grip controller compatibility that allows players to interact with the environment, grab pickups, and choke walkers using the Index grip sensor in addition to the default trigger output. The Walking Dead Onslaught is available now for Steam, Oculus Rift, and PlayStation VR. Physical editions of the game will be available later this month at select retailers. We have this news from the Chippewa Lake Slaughterhouse in Chippewa Lake, Ohio. Chippewa Lake Slaughterhouse presents Blackout Night on Sunday, November 1st. You have stumbled upon an abandoned slaughterhouse and the power seems to be out. Armed with only a flashlight, you will have to find your way through the horrors that await inside. Limited tickets are available right now. Sunday, November 1st from 7:30 to 11. Get more information and those tickets at SlaughterhouseOhio.com. We have this news from the Haunted Hills Hospital in Lake Station, Indiana. Looking for some more scary fun this season? Haunted Hills Hospital brings our summer haunt in November. The Vile Brothers Circus of Sin is back for two nights of clown craziness. The clowns have taken over Hills Hospital, and this time they might just not give it back. Happening November 6th and 7th, this is a show you don't want to miss. Even if you've already experienced Haunted Hills Hospital this season, come out for another night of insanity that you're not soon to forget. Get more information and a link to tickets at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Haunted Hills Hospital. We have this news from the Terror Vault in San Francisco, California. We are thrilled to present our first ever Screaming Telegram service. Order a Screaming Telegram and have one of our terrifying Terror Vault clowns deliver a COVID-safe personalized message to your chosen victim in San Francisco. A scary clown will arrive on site to surprise the recipients with a song, some balloons, and a nightmare-inducing scream. Plus, you can choose to add a booze bag of premium holiday liquor, cupcakes, used porno mags, and more. If you're not in San Francisco, order a personalized scary clown video. Visit terrorvault.com to get more information and send a screaming telegram. We have this update from the Days of the Dead convention coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Alexandra Esso to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 20th through the 22nd at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Alexandra Esso is a Canadian actress who has appeared predominantly in horror films. She had her first lead role in the 2014 American horror film Starry Eyes and had a starring role in the 2017 horror film Midnighters. She played Wendy Torrance in the 2019 American horror film Dr. Sleep. Tickets and much more info for Days of the Dead Chicago can be purchased at daysofthedead.com. We have this from Monster Bash in Indianapolis, Indiana. We are looking for vendors for the upcoming Monster Bash, November 21st at the Nightmare on Edgewood Haunted House in Indianapolis. We have 10x10 indoor and outdoor spaces available. We're expecting 500 to 700 people. Outdoor spaces are $40, indoors are $50. Electricity will be provided, but you must bring your own 50 to 100 foot cords. A portion of the booth rental can be traded for door prizes. To pay, use PayPal, tbowling@7thstreethaunt.com, or send them a message for more info. We have this news from the Maniac Mountain Haunted Attraction in Buckhannon, West Virginia. Blackout will be a lights-out tour of our haunted house and cornfield. On November 7th, each group will be given a single candle to share. This will be a highly intense experience and not for the faint of heart. No children under the age of 13 will be permitted. If you think we're scary with the lights on, wait until you can't see what lurks in the dark. An event so scary, your last breath will be a scream. Get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Maniac Mountain Haunted House. And finally, we have this update from Trans World. We are excited to announce that registration is now open for the 2021 Trans World's Halloween and Attraction Show. The HAA show takes place at the America Center in downtown St. Louis, March 4th through the 7th, 2021. With over 500,000 square feet of event space, this annual one-of-a-kind show is also co-located with Trans World's Christmas show and Trans World's Room Escape Conference. Three great shows all under one roof. Note, if you rolled over your purchase from last year, you do not need to do anything unless there are additional purchases that you want to make. The health and safety of our attendees, exhibitors, and staff is of the utmost importance to us. Transworld is working closely with the America Center, Explore St. Louis, and other show partners on multiple health and safety measures. Detailed health and safety plans will be communicated closer to the show, but for now, you can register at haashow.com/register. And finally, folks, I just want to say that Halloween is this weekend. We hope you get out and celebrate, be safe, and have fun. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is the week of Halloween. We hope you've been able to get out there and have some fun. We know it's been a crazy, crazy season out there. A lot of, haunts have not been open. A lot of activities and carnivals and festivals and things have all been canceled. So, we hope you're able to at least enjoy the month of October, even though it is drawing to an end. But because this is the Big Scary News' final interview, final show in October, for the past couple of years, we've just kind of been a little bit more mellow, no real serious interview. Basically, what I do is I call up a friend and we just chat Halloween for a little bit. Maybe talk a little bit about what they're doing and how they celebrate the holidays and everything. You know, I've done it with a couple people, and I was looking back and realizing it's been almost 13 years since I was introduced to the mad genius that is Chad Savage. And, he's had a lot going on in the past year. Just bought a new house, moved into an old historic neighborhood. I'm sure he's decorating his house up for Halloween and all that good stuff. And if you're not familiar with Chad Savage, you might be familiar with his company Sinister Visions, does a lot of web work, does a lot of artwork. I own
several pieces of his artwork. I have patches and buttons and things all over my battle vest. So let's talk to Chad Savage for Halloween. Chad, my friend, how are you doing, sir?
Hi, Badger.
It is good to talk to you, man. It's been 13 years since we were chatting away on the old chat graveyards back in the old RFR days, which we will not get into.
And, message boards. I remember those.
Yeah, gosh, remember those? I think they had private chats and public forums, and my gosh, what has the internet done to us over the past few years?
You could post something and not immediately get 30 angry responses as to why you're wrong.
Of course. And what I always found fun was, especially in that one, was somebody would ask a question directed at a specific person, and like three other people would chime in before somebody else could answer. So it'd be like, so
we were very helpful. We were all very helpful to each other.
And by the time I answered, it made absolutely no sense in the context of the thread. So, you know. But, you know, I was thinking about it, too. You know, it was 12 and a half years ago that I met you for the first time on the MHC pre-show bus tour, the year they went to the Dent Schoolhouse and Ripper's Revenge and St. Rita's. And I believe you stepped off the bus in the parking lot at St. Rita's getting ready to go in for dinner in their cafeteria. And I was like, that looks like Chad Savage. I better go introduce myself because I'd only known you from the forums. And walked up to you, said, hi, my name is, and you were like, hey, bud, how you doing? Nice talking to you. Nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And the rest has been history, so to speak.
That sounds about right. If it was 12 years ago on an MHC pre-show tour, I was quite possibly not sober.
Oh, no, there was none of that going on.
No, that tour, though, man, the Dent Schoolhouse, that was a great tour.
That was actually my first major haunt convention.
And you really?
Know, yeah, HauntCon started in Charlotte, and unfortunately I was not able to make it that first year. And, you know, I'd done a couple of horror cons, but I'd never been to a quote-unquote haunters convention. And, you know,
that was one of the last MHCs that took place before the convention center, right? It was still at a hotel?
I think it was at the convention center, but it was at the farthest place where you'd go in and you'd walk like another, you'd go down the escalator and you walk like another half a mile to get down to the
actual room. It all starts to run together over time, but I've been going to MHC long enough to remember when it was in a hotel lobby.
Oh, yes.
Or a hotel ballroom, I should say.
I've heard the early days of the before times, as I like to call them, when it was just, you know, small and intimate and everybody was family. And it still was for many years after that. But I remember you guys were all coming off the bus in your zombie army attire. You might have been wearing a helmet. I'm not sure.
I very likely was.
You probably were. That's why I was like,
Zombie Army was still a fresh new face.
Yeah, Zombie Army, man. I had never experienced anything like this. You know, I lived in, you know, Charlotte at the time, which, you know, modern metropolitan city, terrible haunted house scene. So there wasn't really going on anything. So, you know, I had bought a plane ticket. I flew to Columbus for the first time and was just, my mind was just completely expanded and blown away by all
right.
these people that were like, you know, hey, this is what haunters are. I'm like,
right.
well, this is a lot of
that feeling you get when you walk into a room and realize as you look around, these are my people.
Oh, this is where I found my people. Absolutely.
These my folks right here.
It has been a crazy ride ever since. You know, we started the Big Scary Show 8.5 years ago to capitalize on that.
This conversation is just making me feel old.
Well, there's a reason for that. Because you and I are both, shall we say, old, but not too old to stop enjoying Halloween, I hope. You know, but
no, there's no such thing.
No, and let's see, in the past year, you've moved into a new house, so I'm assuming that you have been spending the greater part of the past year just decorating it upright. All the pictures I see of you, and I'm assuming you're working from home during COVID. And just
well, I always work from home.
Okay, well, always
it's,
work
it's
from
been
home.
It's always been a home office. Yeah,
oh, awesome. So I assume it has just been chock full of all sorts of spooky and creepy and wonderful things like that.
It's getting there. December of 2019, we had a house in Mishawaka, which is a suburb of South Bend. And it was perfectly fine, 100-year-old, two-story farmhouse. Been paying on it for 10 years, living there 10 years. Unbeknownst to me, my lovely wife had been keeping an eye on the historic part of South Bend and found a listing for a house that looked like maybe we could afford it, and it was definitely an upgrade from what we were living in. Mm-hmm. So we initiated the process of selling the house we were in and buying the one we're in now. That was in January. By March, we were in a pandemic. Trying to sell a house and buy a house when you're not supposed to go out of your house?
Oof.
That was fun.
I bet you that was an interesting time.
We had to move half of our house into a big storage container thing on the street by the old house, and had to continue to undecorate and paint everything gray and just remove any trace of ourselves from the house, because the common response after showings was it was too gothic, too scary. Everybody had a comment. Apparently, people in Mishawaka don't understand that when you buy a house, you can change it. You don't have to keep those wall colors, and the people are going to take the decorations with them.
Now, did they compare?
But anyway,
did they compare more to the Munsters or the Addams Family?
Gothic was the word we kept getting. Too gothic. Too much gothic decor was my favorite.
Oh, that's true.
But anyway, so flash forward to May into June, we finally everything closed, settled, set up, and we finally moved. And then the season, I wasn't sure what to expect this season, for obvious reasons. What I didn't expect was to be twice as busy as normal.
Really?
Because, well, everybody has to keep changing things. Like, I got I'm still getting calendar changes as the rules change, and because that's the thing, is there's no federal standard. It's all state or even down to county. And those rules have changed during the month.
For those
who... So, just constant, oh, we need to add these hours, we need to change these. I had two places I had to change it from haunted attraction to haunted museum, like site on their entire website to meet legal standards and blah, blah. So yeah, it's just been, I'm still not completely unpacked is the point I'm driving at, because I just haven't had time.
I'm
currently sitting on my bed looking at my, wall of collectible awesomeness, and it's only about half done.
Nice. I hope you'll post a picture of that at some point.
Oh, eventually, yeah. Well, and that was the thing, you know, I slowly unpacking, and then September rolls around. It's like, oh, I need to dig all those decorations out of the basement. Started doing that and realized it was like 15 Rubbermaid bins full of stuff. So then it became a question of, I really need to go through all this and see what God. So I didn't actually start decorating until the second week of October for Halloween.
Oh my goodness, that's.
And I'm still kind of finessing.
Right.
So yeah, this year is just weird. It's just been weird.
I was gonna say, for people who don't know, you run Sinister Visions, which is a web design company. You do a lot of haunted attractions websites, and I assume others as well. And you can always tell, whenever I go to a haunted house's website, I can always tell it's one of yours, because you have a very distinct artistic style and a very distinct way of setting things up. But I was going to ask you, with COVID and everything, and so many haunts are not opening this year, I guess you answered my question as far as how busy have you been?
Well, that was the thing, is even the ones that decided not to open, and most of them waited until, like, the very last minute. You still got to update those sites. And then the ones that are opening, we had to add a COVID compliance page, and, you know, these are the steps we're taking. I had to make all kinds of safety graphics, you know, monsters wearing masks and, you know, that kind of stuff. And those are actually fun to do. But, yeah, few years ago, I got to, I very much enjoyed participating in things like drawing challenges like Inktober and Drawloween. And I haven't even had a chance to look at that stuff this year.
Wow.
That's not a complaint. I would much rather be busy with client work than have all the time I want to draw my own stuff.
Oh, of course. And speaking of drawing your own stuff, you know, as I said, I have some of your artwork. I have many of your patches on my battle vest and, you know, other types, buttons, stickers, things like that that you sell on your websites and at conventions and stuff. But we had you on the show about a year and a half ago, and we were talking about copyright violations. And it looks to me like your work is being, again, targeted and copied and sold on third-party sites, a lot of them out of China and other things. How is that going this year? I figured, you know, with COVID and all, I figured some of that would be, you know, slowing down, but it doesn't seem...
I'll tell you one story to put that in perspective. Last week, somebody mentioned that they had... So I did... Hang on, let me back this up a little more. 2015, I did a series of five drawings called The Halloween Saints.
I remember those.
And it was me, because generally in my artwork, I don't do other people's characters. I don't do other intellectual properties. I just make up my own stuff. Halloween Saints is an exception. I did a portrait of Sam from Trick or Treat, Billy Butcherson from Hocus Pocus, mm-hmm. Mr. Dark from Something Wicked This Way Comes, Mount Shroud from Halloween Tree, The Halloween Tree, and Sammy Kerr from the 88 movie Trick or Treat. The Billy Butcherson artwork has been... This is the story. Somebody mentioned that they had seen it on Amazon from another seller. So I went and looked. I did a search for Billy Butcherson. Of 300 results, 100 of them were pirating my artwork.
Oh, my goodness.
That's 33% of everything that came up in that search on Amazon was selling my artwork illegally. That's... So, yeah, it's a problem.
Mm, that's crazy.
I've definitely learned my lesson about appropriate watermarking and so forth. I think what happened is somebody ganked several images off of my Instagram, put it in an artwork package, and then resold it. Because it's the same, like, five or six images every time this comes up.
Yeah, I see the Billy Butcherson a lot.
Billy one is freaking everywhere.
When you're posting that, yep, it's another Billy being sold on this blanket or on this pillowcase or some, or this t-shirt or something like that.
I'm like,
oh my god. And didn't one of them just recently still even have the Sinister Visions logo in the corner?
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, there's, what was discovered last year was there was a conglomeration of bots and fly-by-night fake companies, fake t-shirt companies, and they would scrape Twitter and Instagram for the phrase, that should be on a shirt, or you should put that on a shirt. And if... when they would come across that, they would grab the artwork, Photoshop it onto, name the product, and then put it up as an ad on the same service. So, yeah, one of them, you could clearly see my Sinister Visions watermark in the bottom right corner. It was for, like, a throw blanket.
Oh, jeez. They're not even trying.
I love, too, with the Billy Butcherson thing, I don't think I've seen a single version where they thought to remove my signature. Well, you can see my name on it.
That's frustrating.
And it's funny because people, you know, post about it. I've kind of, except for the Amazon thing, because I just couldn't believe that. But there was a while there where I was posting about every time I found out about it, and then I just got tiresome. So I just quit. Now I know how to send a takedown notice, and usually I can take care of it in a day. Mm-hmm. So I stopped posting about it. But it's funny because people... constantly, you know, or not constantly, but the comments are always like, you know, you should sue them, or, you know, asking about what my legal recourse is and how I get compensated for it. And there isn't any. There's nothing I can do except get it taken down. I can't, let me rephrase that. To pursue it would require so much more money than anything I might possibly recoup. And it would involve tracking down shadowy Chinese fly-by-night fake companies. So, yeah, there's basically I just get screwed until I can get them to take it down.
Hmm. Well, one of those ways that you can recoup your money, I guess. I just got an email from you today from Sinister or ShopSinister.com, one of your sites. You're selling a brand new, I believe it's pronounced, is it called Samhain Salutations?
Brand new. Samhain.
I know it's pronounced Samhain.
Celtic. Samhain. It is Samhain.
I know it's Samhain, but I didn't know since so many people use Samhain and things like that. But you've got a brand new shirt design that just
couple of them out. Actually. There's that one, which is basically, if you haven't seen it, good listener, it's imagine two sleepy bats on a branch and a jack-o'-lantern appears between them, and they are all backlit by a blue moon, and then the bats are lit by the light from the jack-o'-lantern's face.
It's beautiful.
And it was a rare case where it was a thing that just popped into my head fully formed. Like, I knew exactly what I was going to do.
Oh, really?
Before I sat down to do it.
That's cool.
And then the other new one is Trick or Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that one, I sat down having no idea what I was going to do. And not only did I come up with one of my favorite things I've drawn all year, but a poem to go with it.
Interesting.
Which I'm trying to remember now. What is it? Beware the Trick or Tree, it has no treats for thee. And instead of, and all of its tricks involve sharpened sticks, place where your face used to be.
Nice. I'm sure we'll be hearing you doing that at the latest South Bend Poetry Slam.
You bet.
but
yeah, I've been having a great time in the Apple iPad drawing app Procreate, and everything I've been doing lately is all silhouette based.
Oh, fun.
Those two are, and one I'm working on now, which has gotten a lot more involved. I'm hoping to have it done and out by the end of the week, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, I know that Transworld just announced a few days ago that registration for 2021 is going on. Will you be designing their shirts for next year?
Oh, well, that's the thing, is everything for 2020 is just carrying over, so it's already designed. It's okay. It's still the werewolf thing.
Okay, so nothing, you know, dated and all that. Excellent. So, you know, got to ask you this question. Because it is sure. Halloween, what is your Halloween tradition?
You say that like I only have one.
Okay, well, we only have a couple minutes here, so give me as many as you can that, you know.
It's probably the same thing a lot of people do. You know, there's specials and movies that I absolutely have to watch. There's the decorating. Every year I get older, I want to do it less, but I know I'll hate myself if I don't. So, and it's not so much the decorating as the getting the decorations up from wherever they are. Usually the basement. I don't know. I need to get somebody else. No, I got to do it myself. I don't want to do the decorating. I want to have the decorating finished and done. So, you know that conundrum. You don't want to do the thing, but you'll enjoy the done thing.
And once it's done, you actually feel good about it as opposed to if...
Yeah, and I got to say, the porch in particular, I've been posting... Mostly the last couple of weeks, I've just been posting photos from the porch and all of them, because it's a very eclectic mix of vintage stuff, handmade stuff. Probably 50% of it are all like one-of-a-kind things. One of them I made myself. So that's been fun.
Nice.
And I also, we have a little entry fireplace where I was able to put all of my blow molds, light up blow molds, which I collect.
Fun.
Irony being, there's no outlet on the outside of the house, so everything is lit by fake candles, battery operated candles.
There you go. Will you be having a pumpkin graveyard this year, as you used to post in at your old house?
Yes, there are six future victims on the porch. They will become victims of the carving this week. And then next week, I've selected a spot on the side of the house, since I no longer have a backyard, and that's where they will go to experience their slow demise.
Nice.
Which I will, of course, document photographically, as I always do.
Please
because
do.
Fun.
Yeah, I enjoy seeing them. And
who doesn't love a little pumpkin rot?
Nice to see a little rotting pumpkin with snow on it and all that. It's just
yep.
kind of like a Halloween and winter tradition now. So I'm looking at the clock here. I need to wind this down a little bit. For people who are interested in maybe getting a website done by you, or a t-shirt design, or check out your wide range of, you know, patches and artwork and all sorts of things that is the crazy world of Chad Savage, how can people get more information, some websites and some social medias, and keep up with things like pumpkin rotting and can't forget Nugget the dog and all that good stuff?
SB23.com. SB as in Sinister Visions, 23 as in the mysterious number. I finally just set up a landing page that has links to everything make everybody's life simpler.
I was going to say, how many words sinisters will there be in this list of websites? But everything is
at, at least two.
At least. SV23.com. Chad, I want to wish you and your family a very happy Halloween. Despite all the craziness out there, at least I know that a lot of people out there are still clinging to the traditions, still going out and doing some things and having fun as best they can during a pandemic. And if we're all lucky, we'll all do it again next year. Hopefully Transworld, maybe MHC, and of course, next Halloween.
And happy Halloween to you and yours, good sir.
Thank you very much. I had an uncle that had a home haunt, and for the last few years, we went out and acted in it. Had the trick-or-treaters would come run the gauntlet of me and my nieces and nephews and cousins and things, and he passed away this year, so they're not doing the home anymore, so we're not real sure what we're going to do. We'll have to create a new tradition. I have a feeling it will involve...
I got to say, I remember going to things like that as a kid and being abjectly terrified, but also absolutely loving them.
Oh, yes. That kind of is how I started in this business, too. Just being scared to walk past the decorations, knowing they were going to get me the second I walk next to them. But you know, we'll probably sit down and watch some Universal Monsters, maybe an Abbott and Costello Meet Monster of Choice movie, and start working on some new traditions. But again, folks, SV23.com for anything you need to know about Chad Savage. He's on all the social medias and everything, and it is a real pleasure to talk to you again, my friend. And I hate the fact that we didn't see each other this year, but maybe we'll catch each other at Transworld.
For sure. Think positive.
Oh, we always do. That's all you can do these days in such a crazed world here. Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News. I want to wish again everybody a very, very happy and safe Halloween. And this is, as I just said, the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.